history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob.
Morning.
Morning, you're doing all right?
Yeah. Actually, I will tell you, I went out the shops at 6:30.
This morning?
At my little local shop, like Four Square thing, it was going off.
It was going off.
I'd just like to say, everybody, just calm down a little bit.
Good advice.
Just calm down. Right, this is really quite nuts because I actually did this one on Monday.
Ooh.
And I think it's really, really quite relevant.
Is this your poem? Prophetic poem?
No. This is, I did that all on Monday, but someone asked me to look at cognitive control.
Ooh.
And
to be honest with you, I've spoken about this before. If I don't really understand or know something, I'll go, oh, yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah.
I do that too.
It was one of those moments, but this was really, really quite interesting. And I think it's really relevant for what's going on now.
All right,
and
hit us.
It was really relevant on Monday as well. And it's the process by which goals or plans influence behaviour. It supports flexible, adaptive responses and complex, goal-directed thought.
Rock and roll.
Right. Good words,
Rob. I read it 4 or 5 times, but there's a lot of scientists in America have got suggestions to make stressful situations manageable. But I'd like to do a spoiler alert first because they're scientists. So just take it with a grain of salt. It might work for you, it might not. But I had a few of them, but I'm just going to do a couple. The first one is, don't try to calm down, instead get excited.
Get excited?
Quite a good one, because you're channeling that.
Most of us assume our best response to a stressful situation is to force ourselves to calm down. Yet, behavioural scientists from Harvard have found out that's one of the worst things you can do.
Okay. I guess trying to calm down and not being able to calm down is ultimately very stressful, so
yes,
that makes sense.
They know our stress often seems worrying. Bad things will happen, even if they're unlikely. In that case, forcing calm doesn't remove these bad thoughts. It just buries them.
Okay.
Interesting.
I can see the logic there.
And thoughts and fears get deflected and allow stress to build up. A better response is to get excited about the possibility of positive things will happen.
Yay! Like what, Rob? Can you give us another example just here?
Yay!
Perfect.
In other words, within reason, getting excited about what good might come generates genuine calmness.
Okay.
I've got one
That's
more
true.
Now.
Yeah. I can see how that works.
You're sounding very intelligent here, Rob, I've got to say.
Do you know what? I've got to be honest with you. I did this on Monday and I read it all day Tuesday and I got it about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, perfect. Just in time.
That tends to happen for me too. It takes a good day for things to sink in.
This is a really good one. Talk to yourself. Now, personally, I do this all the time. And they say, under stressful conditions, talking to yourself can be mentally and emotionally calming. Neuroscientists from Michigan State University, through experiments, concluded talking to yourself, and then in brackets, silently, which is what I don't do.
I don't do that either. I walk around the house muttering and I sound like a mad woman.
Yeah. Well, I reckon in the third person, it reduces volatile emotions and boosts cognitive control.
Okay.
For example, if someone cuts you off in a traffic, you say to yourself, oi, self. Why are you about to shout obscenities at that person?
You don't need to do that.
And there's a good chance that you won't, and that you'll have a good chance you'll feel better. To be honest with you, when I used to drive, I always used to shout at people.
I'm not remotely surprised by that, Rob, I got to say. I'm not remotely surprised.
With a smile on my face.
Oh, yeah.
They think you're just being nice. There's loads more, but I can't be bothered doing them today.
I got to say, those are two good tips, I reckon. I think they'll be helpful for people.
I'm not on board on the whole talking to myself thing. I've actually never done that.
Quite often in the studio, I'll be talking to myself, and Tess will be like, "What?" And I'll be like, "Oh no, I'm just muttering away into my brain."
I've got to discuss here, Rachel. It's a dog cat thing. Obviously, dog people talk to themselves.
Oh God, we're not going down this road again.
Come on. Take us down the road. What have we got here, Rob?
I even have arguments with myself. Anyway, I've got a poem that I think is really relevant.
Shall I hit the poetry sting?
Oh yes.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Brilliant. I just love that.
Same.
This is what I do. Again, it might not work for you, but just try it. Here we go. Paint a face on a bucket and put it on your head. Whatever you do, don't go to the shops. Stay at home instead. Try and make a jelly and strain it through a sock, or juggle six bananas while standing on one leg. If you're out and someone drives you mad, don't stress. Imagine them dressed as half of a pantomime horse, and it's the back end, of course. I hope this helped. It does it for me, but I'm easily pleased with a nice cup of tea.
Hey,
oh,
that was
that's
great.
So nice, Rob.
I haven't tried the straining jelly through a sock trick before, but I can absolutely see how that would take your mind off things a little bit.
I haven't, but I'm going to try it.
I reckon. Hey,
it's funny, you know that clicking thing? I was listening to something on the radio the other day, and they said why that started. That started in America because when people were doing the poetry, they didn't want to crack and miss the next bit.
Oh yeah, you don't want to interrupt people, but you want to be like, so, I support what you're saying. So you give them a polite click.
You want to try juggling two bananas? Impossible.
Yeah, they're not very aerodynamic, are they, bananas?
They're a half moon, you know? That's going to be tricky.
We can practice. We can pick up a new skill. Rob, it's been an absolute pleasure, as per. You've picked us a Joy Division track, which I'll play after we hit the outro.
I think it's sort of ties in with what I've talked about today.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Just don't. Whatever he's singing, just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Rob, take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Hopefully next week. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll talk to you then either way. All right, ka kite, Rob.
Take care.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
I've got to say, that was very...